Even if you don't believe your thoughts become things, they still become things. You are a nonstop creator. You are a streaming manifester. Jumbo, fellow adventurer, I'm Mike Dooley, a writer, speaker, teacher on the nature of reality, specifically helping people understand how to live deliberately and to create consciously. Welcome to my Spiritual Tune-Ups podcast, where in this edition, you're about to hear a mini manifesting workshop. The title says it all. Every single Tuesday morning, I broadcast a live mini manifesting workshop, and I've been doing it for years and years for my thousands and thousands of Infinite Possibility members. With the catalog we have and the archive running very deep, we've decided to start sharing these globally to podcast listeners. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this mini manifesting workshop, one of the features of our Spiritual Tune-Ups podcast. Tally-ho, amigo, your thoughts become things, and you are utterly adored. Today's topic is visualization, what's really going on. And because I've already given you a 33-minute discourse on creative visualization, guidelines, ramifications, we had a whole month that was themed, thoughts become things, I thought, you know, what can I do a little bit different? Where can I go in study and analysis and in sharing with my mastermind peeps that I have never gone before with regards to an audience? And so I've got a couple of insights to share with you. They're kind of esoteric. It's kind of esoteric. Probably take about 10 minutes from this point forward. And then another surprise. Andy Dooley, the other part of me, he completes me, my little brother. He's going to be sharing Visualization 101 with you in a pre-recorded message, and he's going to follow that up with a guided visualization. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. But for me, my 10 minutes, let's get into visualization. What's really going on? Okay, to set the stage, thoughts become things. It's an immutable law. It is a pillar of our reality. They unfailingly strive to become the things and events of our lives. It is one of those truths of being that I talked about at an earlier mini manifesting workshop. Even if you don't believe your thoughts become things, they still become things. You are a nonstop creator. You are a streaming manifester. You know, streaming on the internet, right? It's just like, you're streaming this right now, whether live or recorded, you're streaming this. You are a streaming manifester. Your thoughts become things. And this overrides karma, which is not an absolute law. It is a phenomenon. It overrides spiritual contracts. It overrides everything. It is your magic wand, thoughts becoming things. And if you get the profound power of your thoughts, it's a no-brainer to spend a little bit of time every single day thinking a few thoughts along the lines of the life of your wildest dreams. Because those thoughts, given their alignment with truth, you know, you are this gladiator of love and joy that came here to frolic amongst your manifestations. Those thoughts will more readily become the things and events of your life than anything else, which is why I advocate, which is why for 20, 30, 40 years, I've been a creative visualizer every single day, except for weekends. Okay, why weekends? Because I'm so inclined to succeed, I'm going to blow the lid off of this anyway. And I don't want to, you know, on weekends, I don't follow, you know, do this, do that, do this, like I do on a work day. So that's just my choice. You don't have to skip weekends, but there's such wiggle room here that you're able to, you know, kind of play with it and dabble with it here and there. And given your inclination to succeed, as we've often talked about, you'll totally blow the roof off of your life, even though it seems like nothing's changing in the weeks, months, or years sometimes leading up to the big, oh my God, I'm living the life of my wildest dreams, okay? So let's talk a little bit more about visualization. You know, vis-a-vis, thoughts become things. Okay, last week I told you that when you're considering the vastness of the cosmos, consider it goes much farther inward than outward. And in fact, that's just a metaphor to help you understand some deeper truths. The truth is, there's only inward. The truth is, everything is happening inside of you. The truth is, your eyeballs don't see what's out there in the physical world. They project what's out there in the physical world. I got that concept from the Seth material dictated by Jane Roberts. And what could be more true? As I have said in the notes, there's really only you in the physical world and more you. It's just all you. But what's going on here as streaming manifestors, where A is A and an orange is an orange, and we all know that, you know, Times Square is in the middle of New York City on the island of Manhattan. There is a grid for which we have bought a ticket and we said, sign me up, that time, that space, those parents, these leanings, these inclinations, these lessons I'd like to master. And so we buy a ticket to a grid where there's lots of momentum way past the Big Bang. And things are as they are because we're all agreeing that the Eiffel Tower is in Paris, okay? And therefore we can get on a plane and see it. And therefore we can have a stage to live our lives on, even as we co-stream, our thoughts becoming things co-mingle with the whole world at this grid, if you will, for lack of a better place, this grid of coordinate points where Paris is Paris and Manzanillo is Manzanillo and your bedroom is your bedroom and your car is your car and everybody sees your car and they all agree that it's, you know, a pink polka dot or whatever your car is. So there's this implied agreement, this explicit agreement that things, certain things that are shared en masse will be what they are, and we buy a ticket for that. So when we stream, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, formerly E Street Band, on stage, everybody agrees, yeah, now they're playing Thunder Road. Okay, so that's what's going on at a really deep level in our shared manifestations as we co-stream this world into place. But then there are your private manifestations, your joy, your happiness, your levels of abundance, your health, your peace, your harmony. These are yours and yours alone. And while there is a certain grid that you need to partake of, that you agreed ahead of time to fulfill, that Mike Dooley will be 6'2" and he's going to be white guy and he's going to have no hair, zero hair. That stuff, I don't think we can easily change that. But reading the autobiography of a yogi and reading of the miracles galore that are in the lives of these ancient masters in India and beyond, and knowing that these kind of miracles have been chronicled in the Bible and chronicled, no doubt, in other holy books. We have people today that have a tumor 1 week and the next week it's gone. I mean, these kind of private miracles really do happen. So my esoteric dive into thoughts becoming things that we can harness with creative visualization is as follows. What does it take for you to perform a so-called miracle beyond the miracle of moving into the life of your dreams? Because, you know, every journey in life is strewn with miracles, although they don't readily look like ones. But what would it take to make a tumor disappear? What would it take to find gold coins scattered around your house? What would it take to suddenly have confidence and creativity you never had before? I mean, really breaking the grid in your personal journey. Isn't this the coolest thought? Okay, because it's been done. Okay, I hope I don't need to persuade anybody that there's miracles. You know, that's not my audience. I don't want to persuade anybody of anything. But miracles of a grand nature do happen, and they're chronicled and they're reported, and people cure themselves of cancer and AIDS and live long, healthy lives everywhere. So how can we shorten the time frame, not manifest your dream home on a vacant lot? I don't think that's possible yet. This world is not ready for it. You would fry too many brains, and it's not in alignment with their beliefs of what's possible. You can't go heal a crippled right now. You can't bring somebody back from the dead right now. You can't go walk on water right now unless you're of that vibe for a very long time, and the people in your realm, including far beyond it and in the planetary arena, are okay with that kind of happening. You could perhaps heal an individual who was open to it, who actually let you give them permission to heal themselves. Okay, but that's very different than all of a sudden manifesting your dream car, in the street or levitating over a traffic jam. One day that's coming. But again, I want to clarify, what would it take for there to be the kind of miracles that would shift your personal reality in such a profound way that it wasn't about circumstances and people and timeframes? It was spontaneous. Cool question. So this is what I do when I meditate. This is what I do when I go for a long walk. This is what I do when I stare out at the Pacific Ocean. I just wonder, like I told you last week, I yearn and chomp on a question. And I'm just like, how? Why? What was the first hour of time like? And it doesn't come when I expect it. And sometimes it doesn't come in the decade I expected it. And other times it has. Okay, I got the answer. It was like a lightning bolt hit me. It all began with the end in mind, the beauty, the perfection, the vastness. And from that point forward, these sacred hallowed jungles of time and space have existed as we know them today. And yes, there's room for evolution in that story. Go back to last week's mini manifesting workshop. So in your private life, what would it take? Think about it. I know that we can connect some dots right now by having the vision, by holding the question, by believing it's possible. You can drill down to understand that it would be on the magnitude, the requirement would be a very deep belief, a belief that could override what your physical senses have heretofore manifested on the grid of alignment with co-creators. Suddenly you would be able to see something so powerfully because you believed it was possible and you understand the nature of reality, all of this stuff plays together, that you could override the grid and the tumor's gone. Override the grid and the story and the plot line you were looking for that masterpiece novel is done. All of a sudden, you find money, you find gold coins, you get a check in the mail. Okay, these are gigantic leaps, but I still want you to ponder what could bring about a shocking, mind-boggling, life-changing miracle in your private life now that, yes, would spill into the lives of others, your health, your abundance, your creativity. You know, they're going to be affected, but they're on board. They already know that you're out there. They already know that you're not, you know, dealing with a normal deck of cards. Neither am I. It would take this profound belief. How do you get to such a level where your belief could override the grid? Okay. Now, the logistics of how, you know, that's going to be too hard. I don't know how to manifest molecules and atoms. Okay. And Jesus did say, you know, I don't do these miracles. My Father, the universe, divine intelligence performs these miracles. You're not going to understand the logistics, but you are going to have such a faith in the magic and such an understanding of your role as a creator, as a God spark, that suddenly you will give yourself permission to believe it. And then suddenly your whole existence will be transformed in that split second. So it would come from a deep belief made possible through enlightenment. Enlightenment made possible through asking big questions and having the answers seep into your head. Suddenly seeing the truth, of course I'm of God, by God, pure God. Of course my will shall be done. Of course it's been done by other people. This is how you get believability up, not blind faith, but a faith in witnessing the miracles of your life that have unfolded slowly. The transformations, meeting that perfect partner, the health, the miracles that have been in your own life, not as gigantic and spontaneous as this, but no doubt, no less a miracle. It's going to be through belief, enlightenment, understanding, insistence, intention. This is what releases ecstasy anyway, right? One of my favorite lines in Illusions by Richard Bach, read that book, is like, when you understand this world and how it works, you automatically start getting miracles. And the more you understand, the more you stop fighting the world, the more there's zero resistance in your life. You don't like something in your life, don't resist it. Bless it. Move on. You can change it. Okay. The less resistance in your life, the more baby steps in your life that imply your power, the more these kind of things can be done. This is nearing the end of my deep dive. Okay. I'm not going to have more of an answer than that for you, but I can tell you for a long time now, and heightened by reading the autobiography of a yogi. This is my focus. You know, how can I allow more truth, more knowledge, thereby more beauty and more miracles into my life? And it's, you know, at where I am in my life, and maybe where you are, it's less important for me to, you know, I mean, I've got great health, I've got great money, I've got great, a lot of great stuff. I'm not so much looking for, can I walk on water? Can I manifest gold coins? Can I be a showboat and blow people's minds? I'm looking for greater and greater peace and ease and love and joy and an ecstatic nature 24/7. And I know I can have that. And it's not just yogis in India who have it. Okay, scripture is filled with people. Not that I've read a lot of scripture. But the autobiography of a yogi calls back to biblical scripture a lot. And it's like, wow, it's so wow. And as you get into this wow all the time, your believability goes up and you start expecting miracles. So how are you going to get to this place? Here's your homework assignment. I want you to lean in to believing what you want to believe. Okay, that's a mouthful. I want you to lean in. Every day, think about it, ponder it. Not necessarily ritualize it. You don't even have to ritualize anything. It just can be awfully helpful. But I want you to lean in to believing that you can heal, to believing that you can create, to believing that you can manifest circumstances that will bring you great, great fortunes, financial abundance. You know, I'm not asking you to perform miracles and manifest gold coins lying around your house. I mean, please tell me when you do that, and that would be a cool trick, and I'm going to try to do that too, but that's not so important. But by leaning into big deal miracles, you're going to start getting more small miracles. You're going to continue living your life physically, going out into the world all the time, knocking on doors, asking questions, doing all these things. But your assignment forevermore in the rest of your life is to lean in to expectation, to lean in to transformation, to lean in to believing it. I do believe it. I see it's possible. I know I can go there. I can know I can have it. I know I'm enlightened. I'm already enlightened. I'm already abundant. I'm already healthy. I'm brimming with vitality. That's how you lean into it. And you look for examples of your success everywhere. And you nail your hat on that. You said, that's what I manifested. This, don't say, oh, that was a coincidence. It's like, you give it all to you because it's all coming from you. The outside world is all the inside of you. Follow visualization to get to this place. Visualize enlightenment. Visualize the taste of happy tears on your mouth because you just encountered something so mind-boggling. Okay, lean into and visualize that you're already a master, mistress, whatever the female version of master is, right? Mastress. Okay, lean into that and don't be dissuaded or discouraged if you're not walking on water by next Tuesday. By leaning into the big miracles and the huge euphoria through creative visualization, acts of faith, etc., you're going to get smaller ones that will lead to bigger ones. Okay, so that's your homework. Lean in to believing what you want to believe. And now remember, there's a Bermuda Triangle of manifestation, so don't be leaning into believing that Rocky falls in love with you. You can't manipulate specific people, and nor can you mess with the other three points of the Bermuda Triangle. So lean into wealth and abundance and joy and laughter and romance and transformation. Celebrate. It's already happened. Use the affirmations and mix visualization with all of that. So anyway, now I'm super excited to introduce you to you, my brother, Andy Dooley.
Thank you so much for watching this video. Thank you, Mike, for having me on. For those of you who did not know, yes, Mike has a younger brother, surprise, surprise, and that would be me, Andy Dooley. I finally got out on probation, so thank you, Mike, for getting me out. Thank you for allowing me to be on this video. I know, you know that, man, if anyone can talk about visualization, it is Andy Dooley. So I've got some great tips for you. Stay to the end because I have recorded a special guided visualization for you that is going to get you into the feeling. And I guarantee you, it's like nothing you've ever heard before because I score it to music, I scripted it. It starts out slow and builds. It's just epic. Let's dive in. And here's a phrase I want you to write down right away. It sets the tone for the whole video right here. Imagination is the key to creating your new reality. Write that shit down. Imagination is the key to creating your new reality. Yes. With a question, do you believe in your dreams? Like, do you really believe in your big, wildest dreams? Do you believe that you're worthy? Do you believe that you can manifest that kind of thing? And do you really believe that visualization works? Or is it just a bunch of woo-woo talk, spiritual, hyping it up? You can visualize your life into reality. Right? Because there are things that you've been visualized and you still don't have them. Me too. And then, of course, there's some other things that you have visualized and it happened almost effortlessly, right? Seems like it's easy to manifest the little things, but then the big things that you really want, you know, the healthy, pain-free body, the sexy lover, the money, the career, the best-selling product or book or service, and those things can elude us. So I want to give you some techniques and some reminders. Some of you already know this stuff, but it's good to hear it again. So that way you can really get into alignment and manifest your dreams. So back to the question, do you believe, really, really believe in your dreams, and do you believe in your ability to create your own reality using one of the tools, visualization? I can tell you that working with my one-on-one coaching clients, that I usually find that after peeling back some of the layers, that they really don't really believe it. You know, really, like when push comes to shove, like, am I really creating my own reality, or is there something else going on? And I can tell you, my clients have manifested more money. They've manifested the love of their life. They've manifested clients. They've manifested so many amazing things because I do guided visualizations for them on the calls, as well as I will record some personalized guided visualizations for them. And when they really believe it and they start doing it consistently, the results are amazing. And I want the same for you. One more time, do you believe? I mean, really believe. And here's why it's so important, because the science behind this is amazing. And what we now know scientifically is that the belief has to be there first, because imagination and your emotions follow your beliefs, which means if you don't really believe it, then you're not gonna imagine it and you're not gonna feel it. So therefore, it's not going to happen. But when you really believe that, yes, I do create my own reality, and yes, that visualization is one of the most powerful tools that you can use to create your new reality, then once you really believe that, yes, thumbs up, 100%, you are in it to win it, okay? Then you can imagine the details. You can imagine the feelings. You can imagine the party, the celebration, the dream home, the travel, all of it, the lover, the body, the health, the vitality, the friends, the family. Then it's believable, because then it's achievable, because it's believable first. Visualize, it's all about the fun and the feeling, right? The fun and the feeling, write that down, right? You visualize for the fun of it, to turn the invisible into the visible, to turn the idea into a reality. You visualize for the fun of it and for the feeling of it. What's it gonna feel like when you have that best-selling book, product, or service? What's it gonna feel like when you've manifested the love of your life? What's it gonna feel like when you're traveling the world? What's it gonna feel like when you save all the dolphins or the forest or the koala bears? What's it gonna feel like, right, when you have a pain-free body? What's that gonna feel like? That's the feeling, that's your target. So it gives you a good target to shoot for. It's the feeling, because the reason you want anything in your life is because of the feeling, the joy, the love, the security, the peace of mind, the playfulness, right? That's what you're really after. So when you visualize, it's critical. That's why I scored in my visualizations that you'll hear at the end, is the music can move you emotionally. Because sometimes just trying to visualize it, you're not feeling it. You're more like trying to get the picture right, as opposed to just feeling it. And another tip, rather than try to visualize a movie in your mind, it's just better to visualize and hold an image and just feel that image. Have a picture that you look at even, you know, have a vision board. I've got a folder on my desktop with photos of things that I want to manifest and experiences I want to have. And so usually every day there's a reminder on my computer that pops up and says visualize. And then I'll pop open that folder and I'll go through it for 2 to 3, 4 minutes. I'll play some cool music and I'll look at those pictures and I'll feel, what's it like to own that thing? What's it like to live in that house? What's it like? And I get into the feeling. So have pictures and create a ritual where every day, set a reminder on your phone, set a reminder on your computer that says visualize for 5 minutes. And then open up that folder and look at those pictures and feel what it's like. Like, that's a picture of your house. That's a picture of your lover. That's a picture of your cool new car or your business. Or that's a picture of all the people that you're speaking to. Or that's a picture of whatever it is that really gets you to feel it. Okay? Here's another key phrase I want to give you. Feeling first, manifestation second. feeling first. So when you visualize, you get into the feeling. And then the manifestation has to come second. Yeah? It's so good. It's so fun. It's so easy. You can do this. Hey, here's a quick story that'll illustrate a really another important point when it comes to visualization. So earlier this year, I was working with one of my coaching clients, and she is a life coach and does healing work. And she wanted to attract new clients, really get her business going. And so she was visualizing, she was doing all the different techniques that we had come up with that she really likes to do. And a week goes by, she's feeling it, things are happening, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month goes by, and she's really feeling it, celebrating, loving it. But then she got really annoyed on one of her coaching calls saying, you know, where's my stuff? Where are my clients? My business isn't taking off. You know, my expenses are exceeding my income. This is not cool. And I was like, well, are you consistently visualizing it? Are you feeling it? She's like, yes. I'm like, well, tell me, are you visualizing to make it happen? She said, yeah. I was like, are you visualizing to tell the universe what you want? She said, yeah. I'm like, that's the wrong reason to visualize. She's like, what do you mean? The universe doesn't know what I want and I got to make it happen. I'm like, wrong and wrong. Okay. So maybe you are thinking the same thing, and this will really help adjust your sales and vibration. Okay, the reason you visualize is to generate the feeling so that way you're on the same frequency. So if you're not manifesting what you're visualizing, it means you're not consistently, you're down here on this frequency, on this channel, and you're not consistently up here. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm going to visualize to tell the universe what I want. Okay, look. There's the you that's here in the physical body, but the bigger part of you is the universe. You are source energy. You are God in a physical body. So the bigger part of you already knows what you want. You don't have to say, this is what I want. Do you see this picture of this thing? That's what I want. You don't have to do that. It already knows. Isn't that cool? It's really cool. Okay. And that feeling of I got to make it happen. Guess what? That I'm gonna make it happen is resistance and frustration because it's not happening. So what happens is there's a fine line, and so it's so easy to cross. I do this, my clients do this. So that's why I wanna give this to you so it doesn't happen to you. So when you cross that line from where is it? Why is it taking so long? Now you're in frustration. So now every time you visualize, you're actually reinforcing the fact that you don't have it. So when you visualize, really important, really, really important, you might want to rewind this and watch it again. You want to visualize from a place of love and appreciation, not from lack and frustration, right? It's a huge difference. It's a little teeny distinction that makes a huge difference. So if you cross that line and at first you start off and you're visualizing for love, appreciation, for the feeling, for the fun of it, and then it's not showing up, and you start to get frustrated. Your focus is more on the lack than the presence. Your focus is more on where is it? What am I doing wrong? Now you've crossed that line, and now you're doing it out of a place of lack and frustration. So therefore, you're just reinforcing that you don't have it. That's why for so many people who win these sweepstakes giveaways, these lotteries, you know, they forgot that they even entered the sweepstakes. They forgot that they even bought the stupid lottery ticket. And when they call them up and say, hey, you won the sweepstakes, they're like, is this a prank call? And they're like, no, this is not a prank call. Because they wanted it, they felt it, and they let go, and then their vibration was there. Now, you don't have to visualize to be on the frequency of your desires. You can just every day count your blessings, every day be in gratitude, every day celebrate the little things, and that'll raise your vibration. Now, visualizing as well, this side, this is where you're at, right? This is the visualization dream marker, and this is your frequency marker. So now when you're just feeling good, celebrating life, happy, easygoing, nothing's a big deal, you're not watching the news, you're not binge Netflix watching, because that stuff all zaps your vibe and brings you down. And so when your vibe is up higher, then it's so easy for you to receive what you've been asking for, and that's how come it can feel like or seem like it's a miracle. No, you were just consistently on the frequency of the things you've been asking for, so now they can effortlessly come to you in the perfect timing, in the perfect way. So do not make the mistake of visualizing to make it happen or to tell the universe, or visualizing out of lack and frustration to make it happen, because it'll backfire. Yeah, you're better off not visualizing and just counting your blessings and celebrating and being happy as you can be to raise your vibe. And then you can get what you want, because it's all about the feeling. How you feel is how you attract. Write that one down. How I feel consistently is how I'm attracting everything into my life. All right, last thing. If you want to get my book, The 13 Biggest Manifesting Mistakes, for free, you can go to andydooley.com and you can download it. You give me your email and I'll send you lots of spam. No, give me your email and I'll give you my book. And it is great. I have so many people tell me, Andy, I wish I would have read this book 10 years ago, 20 years ago. How come this didn't come out when The Secret came out? Because if I had read this, then I would be making all these stupid mistakes. So my book is called The 13 Biggest Manifesting Mistakes and How to Fix Them. Because believe me, I've made every single one of those mistakes 1,000 times. And people who get it say they read it in an hour or two, and it totally gets them to understand what stupid little mistakes they keep making, and here's how to fix it, and here's how to be aware of it. Anyway, my gift to you, I'd love for you to have that. I'm for real now, we're gonna wrap this up. And if you're on your own and you're needing that extra support, and I know you're part of Mike's tribe, which is awesome, but if you felt like, man, you could really use some one-on-one coaching, somebody to hold you accountable, someone to help kind of hold your hand at times, you know, who's someone who's got your back, someone who can create a system and a plan for you to get you where you wanna go, well then when you go to my website to download the book, you can check out what I offer for coaching and we can go from there. All right, so here's the video, rock and roll. I know you're gonna get into the feeling and then you're gonna manifest it. Woohoo, thanks, I'm Andy, bye.
It all starts with you and it starts right now. That's why you're listening to this, because you know deep inside that everything you need to achieve your wildest dreams is already inside of you. And this visualization meditation is going to ignite that fire and bring you into alignment with your heart's desire. Let's start off with a few deep, slow breaths to drop you in and get relaxed and connected to your heart. On the count of three, we're going to inhale and take a beautiful breath. Here we go. One, two, three, inhale. Hold the breath, push it down, move it around. One, two, three, exhale. Another breath, inhale. Hold it. One, two, three, exhale slowly. Dropping in, relaxing. One more breath, inhale. Hold the breath, hold it. One, two, three, exhale slowly. Continue breathing, inhaling through the nose, exhaling through the nose. And feel the ease and flow of your breath. Feel yourself dropping in and getting relaxed and centered. Feel yourself relaxing more and more, opening yourself up to receive exactly what you've been asking for. Continue breathing slowly. Feel the earth below you. Feel yourself becoming grounded and connected to the earth below you. And feel the earth's energy moving up into your body. And now imagine the sky above you. The stars, the sun, the moon, guiding your path, lighting up your path. And now imagine in the center of your chest is a beautiful white light. See this light getting brighter and brighter? Feel this light and love filling up your body. You're now a being of light and infinite possibilities. Yeah, feel this connection to the divine. Visualize the light within you getting brighter and brighter. That's right, I'm beginning to believe in myself. That's right, I'm beginning to feel better about myself. That's right, I'm beginning to trust myself. That's right, I love the feeling of excitement, passion, and fun. Feel yourself coming into alignment with your dreams and desires. knowing that if you can feel it and believe it, you can absolutely achieve it. That's right, I'm beginning to believe in myself. That's right, I'm beginning to know it and feel it. That's right, I'm beginning to take consistent action. That's right, I totally got this. Stop worrying how it's going to happen and start believing that it is going to happen. Today's the day to stop making excuses. Stop telling yourself, I don't know, and start telling yourself, I'm figuring it out. Say, I'm beginning to show up consistently and the universe is working its magic. If you believe you deserve it, the universe will serve it right to your doorstep in the best possible way. No more doubting yourself, no more second guessing, no more backtracking. Once you start believing in your dream and in yourself, you'll start seeing opportunities everywhere. Coincidences start happening. The right people start showing up. Remember, when you ask, it is always given. Get grateful, get happy, be playful. Allow the positive energy to flow and the universe will bring you exactly what you need when you need it. Believing in your dreams will open the doors of possibility. Believing in your dreams allows the universe to go to work for you. Believing in other people brings the best out of them. Believing that you are worthy of your wildest dreams gives other people permission to believe in their wildest dreams. Don't wait for anybody or anything. Keep believing it and feeling it. That's how you start living it right now. You live in a magical universe that's based on vibration. And when you start vibrating in harmony with your dreams and desires, they have to manifest because it's the law of attraction in action. Appreciate where you are and celebrate where you're going. Remember, it's the feeling that you're really after. Feeling first, manifestation second. Start feeling how far you have come. Start feeling the excitement of living your dream. Start feeling the connection with yourself and others. Start feeling the dream as if it was guaranteed and it will be delivered. That's right. When you start believing in yourself and living from your heart, obstacles become opportunities. Failure becomes stepping stones on your journey to becoming the hero of your story. Thank you for listening. I'm Andy Dooley, and I put my heart and soul into these, and it makes me feel amazing to know these are out there in the world, and people like you are listening to them. For best results, you want to be consistent. Consistently listen. Consistently take those spiritual steps, practices that you have, and make it part of your daily habit, your ritual. The more you do it, the more you vibrate on that frequency, and the more fun you have creating the life of your dreams. I believe in you. You can do this. You are doing it. Keep rocking it. Share it with a friend. Post it on social media. Give me feedback. I'm always tweaking and learning and growing just as we all are, and I love being on this journey with you. Keep rocking those good vibes, and remember, it is always feeling first, manifestation second. Bye.